Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the top stories from the industry, right here on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for personal and business insurance solutions. First up, the local insurtech scene is hitting new strides as a leader in insurance innovation. A collaborative report from InsurTech Australia and PFS Consulting, titled InsurTech Down Under, reveals Australia is making quite a splash in this realm. Yes, the sector faces regulatory hurdles and challenges in securing capital, yet resilience prevails. There are now 293 insurtech firms operating across Australia and New Zealand, raising a remarkable US$1.6 billion over a 12-year period. Leveraging advanced tech like blockchain, quantum computing, and AI-powered analytics, the sector is in a strong position for transformative growth. A maturing startup ecosystem and supportive government initiatives have only served to strengthen Australia's stance on the global stage. Now, from progress to a setback, a case of hacking led to a company losing out on its insurance claim. Two clients were tricked into transferring $66,148 into a fraudulent account due to fake invoices sent from the infiltrated company email system. Complying with the terms of their management liability policy, AIG Australia denied coverage, saying the loss wasn't direct for the company. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld this decision, reminding businesses across the board to understand their insurance policy terms thoroughly, especially in context of modern digital risks. A silver lining here could be the evolution of policy definitions and more extensive cyber coverage on the horizon. Taking on the challenge of high-risk coverage needs is Australia Underwriting. This homegrown firm, pioneered by industry expert George Vincent, specializes in navigating complex insurance issues, weathering cyclones, or wrestling strata issues. Under the leadership of portfolio manager Akshay Vincent, Australia Underwriting is noted for its commitment to broker relationships and smart risk solutions. One example? Their recent success tackling a tricky insurance challenge for a national motorsports association. As the firm grows, Australia Underwriting plans to offer competitive premiums and strengthen its status as a trusted partner in the Australian insurance field. And finally, over to an important decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority involving persistent mold in a homeowner's property. Insurer Hollard was ordered by the FCA to increase compensation following an inadequate remediation attempt. When general mold testing didn't cut it, the homeowner's analysis tracing the issue to moisture migration countered Hollard's claims of effective resolution. Delays and inadequacies increased the problem. Consequently, the AFCA recommended a renewed scope of work, added 15% contingency for alternative accommodation, and coverage for expert fees. Hollard must also cough up $5,400 in damages due to the ongoing issue and non-compliance with a previous outcome. For these stories and more, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and that was your weekly insurance news wrap. Stay informed and stay safe.